lie I told most often as a child was, if we get a dog, I'll take care of it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Well, confession is good for the soul. And lately on Laugh Again, I've been confessing things I discovered while writing To Be Perfectly Honest, a year-long attempt to live without a lie. People ask me, what's the biggest whopper you ever told? Oh man, where do I start? I told lies as a child. The school didn't send out our report cards yet. I didn't start that fight, honest. A third grader claimed his uncle's computer was so advanced it could make orange juice as well as gold and platinum bars. Wow, I like that computer. Another kid said they were introducing a new number which would go between 7 and 8. Right, that's called 7.5. While I was writing this book, people asked if I was able to go 365 days without a lie. Well, I made it to day 3. Actually, day 2. No, let me be honest, day 1. That was the day someone asked me to pray for them, and I said yes, and didn't pray for them at all. I said I would. I didn't. I realized while writing this book how badly I need grace. And who is this grace person? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. In Jesus' day, there were strange oaths being sworn by the Pharisees. If you swore by heaven or earth or Jerusalem, it wasn't binding. But if you swore toward Jerusalem, then you had to keep your vow. In Matthew 5, Jesus said, Don't say anything you don't mean. You only make things worse when you lay down a smokescreen of pious talk, saying I'll pray for you and never doing it. Just say yes and no. I am a recovering Pharisee. I remember discovering that grace is a biblical concept, and it frightened me. I much preferred the old idea of being saved by my works. I mean, this is a system where God owes me. I mean, look, I have been helping him out with all my good deeds. He must be very impressed. He must tell the angels, wow, look at that Calloway guy. I thought, God can't put me through difficulty or deny me what I want because he owes me. But I never measured up. And the amazing teaching of grace is that we get what we can't pay for or earn. You won't find this grace in any other faith system. The gospel of Jesus is this. I like the way Tim Keller puts it. I am so flawed that Jesus had to die for me. Yet I am so loved and valued that Jesus was glad to die for me. What is the result? Well, we don't boast or grovel. We live with thanksgiving, overjoyed by grace. In the 18th century, just before I was born, King Frederick of Prussia visited a prison in Berlin. One inmate after another tried to convince the monarch of his innocence. According to them, they were being unjustly punished for crimes they never committed, all except for one man who sat quietly while the rest told their stories. The king saw him sitting there and finally asked, "Why are you here?" "Armed robbery, Your Honor." "Were you guilty?" "Oh, yes, sir," he answered. King Frederick then gave the guard a famous order, "Release this guilty man. I don't want him corrupting all these innocent people." Wow. Sometimes the truth will get us in trouble, but ultimately, when we admit our sins and our need for God's grace, the truth will set us free. Does that mean we stop saying, "You look slim in that dress," or "I'll pray for you"? Well, yes, it does. Let our yes be yes and our no, no. 1 Peter 3 says, "He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking lies. Let him turn away from evil and do good." With God's help, we can live lives characterized by integrity and joy, honest to God.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across the U.S. and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're prayerfully looking to raise $125,000 by June 30th. Give today at laughagain.us or call 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.